worldwide. We are currently flying at an altitude of 32,000 feet above ground. As we descend, you will experience turbulence, excitement, insight, and resolution. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please bring your seats to an upright position. Make sure you fasten your seatbelts and prepare for the landing of your life with talk show impresario Gregory D. Anderson Jr. And once again, thanks for flying with Greg Speaks Live.
You're tuned in to talk shows best
in the
North, South, East,
West,
worldwide.
Hosted by Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Now buckle up.
You're listening to Greg Speaks Live.
Greg Speaks Live.
And welcome to Drive Time. Drive Time focuses on spiritual development and community awareness. Joining me in studio is Pastor Raymond LeBlanc of First Lutheran Church of Carson. This half hour, we will get to know Pastor LeBlanc, discuss the history of First Lutheran Church. Also, we will talk about Capital Faith Appeal Campaign. May 6th is a great big event. A celebration is taking place around the campaign, and you, the viewers, will find out how you'll get a chance to participate. Welcome, Raymond LeBlanc, Pastor LeBlanc, that is, to me, to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's begin by explaining who you are and how you came into the ministry.
Well, I'm a country boy from small town East Texas, Beaumont, Texas. Graduate of Texas Southern University, Houston, Texas. And a graduate of Lutheran Theological Seminary, Columbus, Ohio. Former military personnel. I served in the Navy as well as in the Air Force as a chaplain. I have been married and have two beautiful grown daughters now, a wife, and we've been married over 35 years, and we've been here in the Los Angeles area, Carson specific. Since 1978, we were called here to begin and to establish a ministry here in Carson, and we have been on the corner of Helmick and Central for 21 years.
21 successful years, oh, man. So, coming from Beaumont, Texas, what brings you all the way out to California?
Well, it's a long story, but the short end of the story is that the way that our church is set up, we're set up in 18 different geographical areas, and once one graduates from seminary and receives the certification for ordination, that person is available to any of these 18 geographical districts, areas, or synods that we call them now. Okay. And I was assigned to the to this area following my graduation from seminary and certification for ordination to establish a ministry here in the city of Carson for the now Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
What do Lutherans believe?
I believe, one, that God is creator of heaven and earth. Two, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Three, we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit and that resurrection of the body and life everlasting.
And what are some of the major challenges in the Christian church today?
Well, I think one of the major challenges of the Christian church today is to reconnect the church with the community. The church, to some degree, has been disconnected from the community because we have developed a whole generation, I would say, of people who are not connected in any way to a spiritual foundation, particularly the Christian church. So our major challenge is to reconnect to the community and become the servant of the community that we've been called to be.
Okay. And how are you going about doing that?
At First Lutheran, our major focus is upon children, families with children, and youth. Our children are definitely, it's not the church of the future, it's the church of now. It is the church of today. Our children are at risk, and particularly Carson. Carson has a great number of families with children and youth, and to provide wholesome spiritual, academic, and recreational activities for those young folk so they can grow and mature and become who God has called them to be.
Okay. How are you addressing the dropout rate? And so high school dropouts, various high school dropouts, that is. And not just that, but the drug problem that's running rampant.
Well, the most effective way, I feel and sense and am convinced that the ills of our community are sourced in spiritual vacuum. The spiritual base of the community has deteriorated, and the way that we address that is by trying to rebuild the spiritual value system of each individual. It's one person at a time, through preaching and through teaching and through activities that would deter, activities that would replace some of the negative activities that our children and our community are involved in.
Well, speak to the strength of First Lutheran, particularly here in Carson.
I think our focus on children and youth, focus on providing a place, safe haven, answering the call that we heard early on when we first came to the city. We took surveys, and the surveys all pointed to the people in this city wanted a safe haven, a place where their children could grow and mature. And we are in the process of developing a ministry that I would say from the womb to the tomb, that we are concerned about the full development of our children through our child development center, and where we are have children from the ages of 2 to 5, and now we're in the process of developing a kindergarten and first grade with a dream, a hope of having even up to 8th grade schools that these children can be in a protective and sound environment more than 4 or 5 hours a day. And our specific emphasis has been on the children through our, as I said, through our child development center. And we do have a dynamic youth choir which is open to the whole community. It's a traveling choir that travels across this nation.
You guys were in Beaumont, Texas some time ago, right?
Yes, we were. Beaumont, Texas. We've been in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Dallas. We've been all over the nation. And this is a traveling, like I said, a traveling community choir. Even though the base of the young folk are members of our congregation, but it's not mandatory you become a member to be involved in this particular endeavor.
It's a slamming, I must say, an excellent choir, I might add. And if just in case you're just joining the broadcast, you're watching Drive Time, I'm Greg Anderson, your host. In studio is the Reverend Raymond LeBlanc himself. He pastors First Lutheran Church in Carson, located on 19707 South Central Avenue. Talk about the Capital Faith Appeal and how it evolved.
Well, we're in the process of developing resources, financial resources, human resources, informational resources, so that we can meet the challenges that we have seen in our community to bring more young people and adults alike into a relationship with Jesus. And there are ways and means of doing that. And some of the traditional ways of bringing people into relationships are no longer apropos. Therefore, we've got to develop strong methods to bring them. And it takes money. It takes human resources. It takes financial resources as well as informational resources. And we've got to move into the 21st century technologically. And to do that, it takes all these kinds of resources. And I call it the Capital Faith Appeal because I am personally convinced that God has already provided all the resources that one needs in order to do what God has called us to do. In fact, the scriptures very eloquently state that God has given us all the spiritual gifts that we need. It's just a matter of raising our faith to the level that we can claim the gifts that are already ours. And this is what this campaign is all about. It's about raising people's faith to the degree that they are able to give the gifts back to the ministry as God has already given to them.
Okay. So as this campaign has formed, who are some of the people that are key involved?
Actually, the entire congregation is involved. We entered into a partnership with a ministry called Kairos Ministries under the direction of Reverend Don Dognar. Don is our consultant that is helping us with the various activities that it takes in order to clarify the vision. And basically that's what we're trying to do is clarify the vision, because we, as the campaign theme is, clear vision is God's mission. And we're trying to clarify the vision that God has already and articulate that vision in such a way that people will be excited, enthused, and ready to be energized and use their resources in order to make that vision become a reality.
Okay. And how do you see this particular campaign in specific addressing the needs of the congregation? And not just the congregation, but also the community.
But as I said earlier, it provides the resources in order for us to, example, get a transportation ministry, mm-hmm. whereby we could go and pick young folk up, pick elderly people up, pick up disabled folk, and bring them to our setting, people who do not have transportation. That would be another, provide the resources that we can add a first grade kindergarten to our ministry. It provides us the opportunity to add staff, because at this point, I pastor over 600 people. When I'm the only full-time minister on staff, it will call, and I'm getting tired and I'm getting older, and I don't relate to as well as I used to younger folk. And
That's not true, by the way, because I've actually been to the church. I'm a member of the church, and he brings a very strong message. If you come to the church, you come out the First Lutheran Church, you will definitely not go to sleep. I can assure you that it's very strong. And your style is very different than most Lutheran pastors. Speak to that.
Well,
from a preaching standpoint, obviously.
Well, you must realize that before I was a Lutheran, I was born and raised in a traditional African-American worship environment. And one of the gifts that I, in particular, and the African-American community in general bring to this whole enterprise of spiritual development and church worship, if you will, is our enthusiasm, is our the gift that God has given us, and spontaneity, gift that God has given us, and oratorical skills that are not only mind engaging but heart engaging, gut engaging. I call it bringing the head and the gut together. One of the gifts that our Lutheran tradition brings is a heavy emphasis on education, heavy emphasis on informed theological perspective. But one of the gifts that comes out of our own African-American tradition is not only being able to engage the head, but being able to engage the heart, engage the emotions. So it's a gift that actually comes that I thank God that's part of who I am and who we are as a people of African descent.
I agree with that. Strong. So if you're just joining us, you're watching Drive Time. We're talking right now to Pastor LeBlanc. That's Reverend LeBlanc there. And First Lutheran Church of Carson. I want to share a poem with you that kind of speaks to some of this. It goes like this. If you want something bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it. If all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it. If you gladly sweat for it, fret for it, plan for it, lose all terror of the opposition for it. If you simply go after the thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, confidence, and stern pertinacity. If dogged and grimed, you beseech and beset it, with the help of God, you will get it. And I think that right there says a lot, even to what Pastor LeBlanc stands for, having faith and being able to step out on faith, because I think there's a scripture that mentions faith without works is dead, just like the body without the spirit is also. This leads me to May 6th is going to be a grand, fabulous, exciting, invigorating celebration. It's going to be a renewal. That's going to be taking place. Is this going to be at the church, or is it going to be taking place at a club? Where is this going to be?
No, I have no objections, however, at a club, because the scriptures do remind us we're supposed to go into highways and byways and bid those to come. And so I have had the opportunity to minister in clubs, and so I have no real apprehensions in going to a club. However, this will be at the church Sunday. It will be a big party.
Right.
It will be a big party. We will worship both at 8. In fact, we had contemplated moving this celebration to the Carson Community Center.
But we
chose not to do that because usually when you move venues, many times you lose participants. So we didn't want to lose any participants. We wanted to maximize our participation. But it would be held on the campus of First Lutheran on the corner of Helmick and Central.
That's right.
And we invite and encourage you to worship with us either at 8 a.m. or 11 a.m. It would be a fair-like atmosphere on the campus where there would be an in-gathering. We do have a financial goal of a little over $500,000, and we are praying for God's miracle to approach even $1 million. So we will be, that will be the in-gathering day, the day that we will actually unveil the commitments that have been advanced as well as those that have been pledged. And there will be a lot of singing, a lot of dancing.
We love that.
A lot of singing, a lot of dancing. I will preach that day. And when God, when we unveil the miracle, I may preach as I've never preached before. When we receive this $1 million that we are trusting God for.
That's right. Okay, now. There you heard it from Pastor LeBlanc. We're talking about this Capital Faith Campaign. It's something that's very important, very significant to the growth of any congregation. It seems like this Capital Faith Campaign is growing tremendously. It's catching on fire. I mean, there's a buzz. The numbers are picking up of people, their participation and involvement. How do you articulate the need for people to utilize their spiritual gifts?
Well, if we ever needed the Lord before, we should need the Lord now is one of my favorite quotes, if you will. And our community, our society is in desperate need to be re-energized by the Spirit of God, and to affirm the gifts, to affirm the talents and the skills of the community, of both the immediate community, the church, as well as the larger community, Carson and beyond. This campaign has unveiled, it has revealed, it has affirmed the gifts of people that they themselves didn't know that they had, and they're coming forward using those gifts for the betterment of the whole community. I personally feel that the responsibility of the church, you hear the cliche of go make disciples, but to make that, to break that down in everyday language where the community could understand what we're saying, because many times the church uses language that the larger community, it doesn't communicate to the larger community.
Layman's terms.
But to break it down, I see the church's responsibility is to find a need and fill it, and find a hurt and heal it. And in order to heal the hurts, there are many hurts in our community. In order to heal those hurts, there has to be the human, the financial, and the informational resources to do that, as well as the needs. There are tremendous needs out there in our community. And in order to address those needs, there have to be the resources to address those needs. So this campaign is focused on development of the resources to heal the needs, the hurts that we have uncovered in our community, and fill the needs of the folk out there in our community.
Okay. That sounds fabulous, grand to me. I find that there's a number of people that sometimes struggle with trying to find a church home. You know, they find one church and they leave for one reason or another. And to the people out there that are struggling, that are trying to find their way, what would you recommend?
Well, short and simple, I recommend Jesus. I mean, you walk right into that. I recommend
you
Jesus.
Set me up. got a drug problem, let's cut it.
I recommend that they seek places where their needs are being met. And I can't vouch for every church, but I can vouch for the one that God has blessed me to pastor on the corner of Helmick and Central. If you walk into our doors and you have a need, we will do whatever is necessary to fulfill that need. If you're hurting and you walk in our doors, if I don't, or one of the members do not, one of the members does not immediately identify that need, once that need is communicated, we will turn three back flips in order to fulfill that need, whatever that need is. So I'm saying to anyone that has a need or anyone who's hurting, you can dial at any time 310-631-6189, and there will be someone that will help you move. If we can't immediately solve your need, we will endeavor to enter into a process with you in order to address whatever that need may be. That's our responsibility. So to answer your question is just basically to say, come to the corner of Helmick and Central, and we will point you to the place where those resources are available for you, whatever those resources, be it drugs, be it gangs, be it job, be it abuse, child abuse, be it spousal abuse. I don't think it's anything that, because I personally and our congregation personally ascribe to the fact that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we will endeavor to fulfill the needs. I don't know what that's the answer you're looking for.
Oh, that's
the
that's
only
the
one
answer.
I can give you right
that
now.
That is definitely an excellent answer. I mean, I was looking for that. Christ is definitely who we all need. I mean, I think you talked before about, especially in men's Bible study, we have a strong men's Bible study that takes place on Monday night. And I really enjoy that fact that we get a chance to collaborate. Invite, go ahead and send an invitation out to some of the listeners, people who've just tuned in to the Monday night Bible study. It's an open forum, by the way, because you get a chance. We talk about various hard-hitting issues that face the community. And
well, this study, it begins in Scripture and it ends in Scripture, but it's not necessarily a traditional approach to study of Scripture as maybe some people may be thinking about. We start with the human situation and we move to Scripture. We try to let the Scripture, we allow the Scripture to address our present day human situations rather than start with Scripture and move to the human situation. We start with the human situation and then allow Scripture to speak to that situation. And I have trained the men how to study Scripture with that in mind. That is a special way that you study Scripture, and I've trained them to the degree that I don't even have to be there, because I spent enough time on the front end teaching them, training them how to study Scripture from the and allow Scripture to address your human situation. So, and it's specifically gender oriented, because I realize that anytime the majority culture is intimidated, or anytime the majority culture becomes threatened, even in biblical time, they will always attack the male species.
That's right.
And so I felt it was time for African American men to stand up and be men and return to the very strength of that has always crossed us over troubled waters. The Scriptures, the church has always been there. When we were at our worst, the church was there. So I brought these men in and trained them to be able to use Scripture to address current and everyday issues. So you invite, you encourage to come. You don't have to have any knowledge of Scripture. All you have to do is have a willing heart and be willing to ask questions and hear from other folk who are struggling with some of the same issues that you find yourself struggling with.
All right. Well, Pastor, I definitely want to thank you for joining me here on Drive Time. It's been a nice 30 minutes. It was well served. Basically, I want to also leave you with a scripture that is, write the vision, make it plain. There's still a vision for an appointed time. If it tarry, wait for it. Where there is no vision, a people perish. Pastor LeBlanc, once again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's
I also
great.
Want to thank AT&T. Media services, broadband, for giving us this opportunity for this broadcast, Charmaine and whatnot. Go ahead and close us out, Pastor, in prayer.
Gracious God, Heavenly Lord, Holy Spirit, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for Greg Anderson, and we thank you for AT&T. We thank you for the gift of technology that can spread your word much quicker and with far more profundity. We just give you thanks for these gifts. And we pray that you would continue to bless Greg and bless this news media, that it will continue to work toward providing a positive message, a positive image for our community as we lift up the only name, the name of Jesus. For under that name, we all shall be saved. In his mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen. All right, join us again. Hey, it's going to be May 6th. That's the first Sunday at First Lutheran Church on 19707 South Central Avenue. I got that correct, right?
You got it correct.
19707 South Central Avenue in Carson at the corner of Helmet
and Central.
And Central. Thank you. I'm Greg Anderson. Until next time, remember, it's Drive Time.
smooth on the track. Hey, Greg, I got you. Yeah.
Bless God.
Yeah. Hey, Gregory D. Anderson Jr., Greg Speaks Live, journalism best, checking the facts and filling in the lines, filling in the cracks. Popcorn popping, baby, yes, worldwide. Ooh, huh. Born to lead and inspire, motivating guy. Where comedy meets singing, overcoming stress, using emotional intelligence, successfully navigating through danger. Yeah. He ain't never scared. What?
He ain't never scared.
Not to be outdone. He ain't never scared. Never scared. Just only outdoing. He ain't never scared. Great speech, live anger roots, remedies revealing your friends, foes, and enemies. Great speech, live. Huh? What? Great speech, live. Huh? What? Great speech, live.
This is Tasha Evans, founder of Be Incredibly Well. You are tuned in to an absolutely amazing and powerful platform. Expect to be enriched, empowered, and informed as you listen live to my good friend, talk show host Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speaks Live. This is Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speaks Live.
You're listening to Greg Speaks Live.
Not the typical monologue, but a dialogue and more mentally stimulating podcast.
Greg Speaks Live.
Hosted by Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Greg Speaks Live.
Blog.
Yeah, I go. Can you hear me?